Welcome to Chris and Kevin's Information Emporium. I am your host, Kevin, here with your co-host,
Chris. We are here today to discuss your gaming news, facts, storylines.
Okay, so welcome. Oh my god, this has been long in the making. Honestly. We've been trying to get this podcast going for a good 2 months?
2 months.
2 months or so.
It's been long overdue.
Yes. So, you guys don't know me unless you're coming from, well, either our official, Super Game Inform Instagram. Go on Instagram, follow us. Or...
Shameless plug.
You're coming from, yeah, shameless plug. Our Good Gaming News Network Twitter. Which, once again, shameless plug.
Twitter.
Shut up about Twitter. Twitter's amazing.
Yes. But besides that...
Well, I am the person who runs all of our social media.
Yep.
Chris is more of a background dude. He's on there, too. He is on our,
Instagram
and stuff. I think he has a Twitter.
Yeah, I swear.
Alright, both of us have our own personal accounts and stuff. You can go follow those. We'll probably put those in the description, most likely. We'll throw some links.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Let's get to discussing what we came here to discuss.
Yes, alright, so, how our show... This is going to be our podcast. So, we're going to have a main topic. So, like, today our main topic is our top 10 games of all time. So, this is a huge opinion-based thing.
It's huge objective.
Yes, so, don't get mad when one of your games is on here, but...
Don't get mad if you're...
So, that'll probably take us about 30 minutes or so to get through. Both of us have our own 10 picks. We'll probably have a couple on our list that are the same. Honestly, because we play a lot of games.
Do we want to go in-depth on this list? Like, why would you put it...
Yeah, that's kind of the point. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about semi-storyline. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. This is, like, us talking to you.
I mean, most of the games that we do, like, are old games.
And then the last half an hour, we're going to be talking about,
upcoming games.
Upcoming games. Anything new going on, like... Here's something we can talk about really quick. So... I don't know if anybody... Well, a lot of people probably know about this already, because this came out this morning. But, by the way, if you can figure out when this got announced, you know when this was recorded, but... pretty much, PlayStation just got a patent on their new cartridges.
Hmm.
I believe it's for the new, PlayStation... The newer original PlayStation, the Classic. I couldn't think of what... The name of it is the PlayStation Classic.
Yeah,
I think it's a new I think it's for that, I believe.
All right,
but it looks actually pretty good. Like low key, this design, it looks like an old fashioned cartridge. Seems narrower at first. When I looked at it, I didn't read anything about it. It kind of looked like the hard drives back for the old Xbox 360.
Oh, really?
Like the externals you would put in to hold a single game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looked like that, but a bit longer. So at first, I totally thought it was like some kind of solid-state drive. But, nope. but we're going to talk about some upcoming games. Later on in the podcast, sorry. Like, we just both started laughing our ass.
Anyway.
Anywho, okay.
Time to begin the countdown, I guess.
Really quick. So gaming news, we're going to talk about more of not just upcoming games, but that is definitely part of gaming news.
Of course.
Also new releases of games, but like say like a new graphics card may be coming out or
new parts. How's that?
Anything that is major news. In the gaming world.
We'll be covered.
This is so badly put together in the beginning. Trust us, guys. After some episodes, this will probably get better, we hope. All right.
Hopefully. Okay.
All right, so... how we're going to do this list is 10 is going to be our lowest ranked.
Yes.
1 is going to be our number 1 pick for all time. Which, I think we said,
no spoils.
No, not no spoils, but, just because of, the addictiveness of the games, nothing like Fortnite, Rainbow Six, Siege.
No team-based. No Battle Royale.
There we go. That's a pretty good sum up. Alright, so.
Although, can they be counted as honorable mentions?
No?
Okay.
See, once we get the video of this, guys, you guys are going to probably laugh a lot more, but I just, like, dead stared him. Like, I just stared straight into his eyes.
He just looked at me dead in the eyes, and he said no. I was like, okay.
Alright, so.
Kicking off the countdown, we have Kevin's top.
Actually, I think we should start with you.
Okay. My lowest ranked. The 10th ranked game, the lowest out of all time, has got to be Call of Duty World War.
That is a solid pick.
And it's low? I mean, it's...
Now, wait, before you finish that off,
yeah?
I want to say, my number 10 for my top 10 favorite games of all time was actually going to be Call of Duty World of War. So... go for it. Let's talk about this together, I think. Alright. So, Call of Duty World of War. It's a great game. It's good. It is honestly a great game.
It's innovative, in a sense, that it...
It was new.
It was new.
When it came out, it was my favorite thing to play. Low-key, like, wow, I can't believe I just said low-key on a stream.
It's just... It was innovative, and in the fact that it...
Okay, guys, there's going to be a lot of editing. Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
I just realized, guys, that I'm not going to be able to edit this, but... Alright, you guys are going to have a lot of gaps.
A lot of shabby gaps. It's okay. It's our... Please forgive us.
Okay, guys, we're back. Alright, so back to World of War.
World of War, yes.
So, I love that game so much. Now, why did you choose it for number 10?
Well, I mean... It didn't have a lot of... It had gameplay. It just...
Not a lot of replayability.
Not a lot of replayability, but...
I mean, the campaign, definitely, but...
It was...
Wait, what am I saying? Whoa, wait. Did we just say a Call of Duty game doesn't have replayability?
Well, let me just say, it does have replayability. It's just... Looking back, it implemented features that were innovative, new, fresh, and for... a game, 2009,
I think?
Yeah. It was like, what, summer 2009? It was new going into...
It, 2009.
It was something fresh that not a lot of people have seen before.
And even now, I still go back to World of War. I don't know about you. I'll still go back and play them classics like Varuk.
I play old school Darius.
Don't get me started.
Nostalgia.
So, here's a little bit of backstory on us. Before we keep going on with this list, we both have played Call of Duty, especially a lot through our lives. I know personally, I've played every Call of Duty game that is currently on market, and not going to say much, but maybe, you know, one or two before they were on market.
But I mean. I've played a lot, too. I played MW2 back. My brother, he always used to beat the crap out of me in MW2. I mean, I still love playing it because
right.
It's something new. But now you always take me, play some Rust, kick my ass.
No.
But he, I mean, it was fun. I mean, I Call of Duty, and overall, it was a huge part of my childhood. I remember sitting down, computer, watching... Old school Darius live streams. You know, thinking, looking back, 6-year-old me. Just.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. We're pretty young.
Well, I wouldn't say young. I'd say.
We're teenagers. We're in our teenage years.
We are. Yes.
So, I mean, you kind of just gave your age away.
You kind of gave me away first anyway.
No, I didn't. You just said that you were about 6 years old in 2009 when the game first came out.
No, I said I remember watching it.
When you were 6 years old and it came out in 2009.
Yes. But the point is I remember just watching the live stream. Yes,
dude.
Those live
streams. It was that game, I loved it. All right. Now, the reason it's my pick is because, honestly, I'm huge into storylines of games. And that's just where it all started for the zombie storyline.
Like, not just storylines, not a zombie storyline. It's just
zombies in general. That was the first Call of Duty Zombies game.
Yeah, it was so bare bones. Looking back on it,
it was great, though. By the end of it, it was good.
Simplicity at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ranks 10. It only ranks low because its gameplay, it was fun. It wasn't really replayable because some of the guns were meh, but most of the guns were pretty good.
Honestly, I liked it.
I liked it too. The campaign, flawless.
Dude, the campaign, it had some glitches.
Now, I mean, when it worked properly, it was flawless.
The reason it's only in my number 10 is because it didn't hold up. So,
I mean,
Black Ops 1 came out 2012?
I believe so.
2011? But by, around there. But by the time that, as I remember, BO1 released, by that time, that they didn't really care about the game anymore, so there were so many modders and hackers, the game is almost unplayable for multiplayer anymore. I know I tried logging in more recently for the multiplayer aspect, and I logged into a game of zombies, and it was just totally just pure mods.
Oh, wow.
It was bad.
I mean,
alright, so what do you got for your number 9?
Hold on, before we move on to number 9. It ranks low because it was just, it didn't have a lot of aspects, well, it had aspects, it didn't hold up. I mean, it kickstarted a really great franchise, but it just, yeah.
Yeah, I love the game.
Number 9.
What's your number 9, bro?
Alright, I'll be number 10, you go number 9.
Alright, fine. Alright. So, my number 9 pick for top 10 would have to be, I'm sitting here debating on two. I would have to say, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Yes.
All right. So, it would rank higher, definitely, but The Stick of Truth, it seemed like the fighting in it was way too repetitive.
It was way too easy.
Not even that. Like, it had some difficult aspects where, yeah, you definitely would lose once or twice. Your first run through, unless you're really good at games, you most likely died at least three or four times.
Because you're new to it.
Yeah, obviously. But, like, by the end of the game, it almost seems like you're doing the same thing that you did during the
beginning.
During the tutorials.
Yeah.
Through the game. So, I just feel like just because of that, it lowers it down, but it's still a really well-written game. It's funny.
I mean,
it's nice seeing, like, my cartoons that I watched when I was really young, honestly. But still around.
It's combat. Fucking, its combat aspect was a bit repetitive, but the thing that saved South Park for me was definitely the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy of the game was
the hilarious. Comedy in the game was
flawless.
It was good.
And it only improved, it only improved with this next installment.
Yes, a sequel. That may be coming up later on my list. I know it's coming up on yours. Alright, so what's your number 9?
My number 9 pick is,
oh, by the way, guys, if you guys couldn't tell the whole time we've been sitting here, I walked out during one of the little cuts there and grabbed myself a whole-ass chicken wrap.
My number 9 has got to be, God, it's so old. It's got to be, I'm trying to think of the next exact. Alright, my number 9 pick, best game, my favorite game of all time, has got to be Cars Mater National.
Oh my god.
It's an, I don't know if you guys maybe too young, maybe too old. It's an old game, PS2. Fun game. In a sense that you could just drive around. It was honestly
the original GTA.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't leave your car, but hey, it was honestly, if I would honestly recommend it to anyone, in the sense that it's good, but the hardest thing for it is the fact that it's for an old console, and the fact that it may be difficult to come upon.
I would be careful with those, by the way. You'll be surprised the first time you taste it.
Anyway, all right.
All right. Sorry, we really should have had this planned, but I gotta think that. My number 9, I think, would be Uncharted 2. Because it's a good game. I really love that game, honestly. The whole Uncharted series to me is nostalgic. I didn't like start playing it when it first came out. It wasn't one of those games, but one of the first games I played on PS3 was Uncharted. The original. It was the second game. The first game was the first 5 minutes of Tomb Raider. And then I could not figure out how the fuck... Once you go underwater, I could not figure out how to, you know... Open Atlantis. So I gave up on that because I was young. Wasn't really patient. So I chose on to start playing Uncharted because my dad had bought me like a pack of like... It was, like, adventure games or something. I don't know. But it was, like, Tomb Raider, Uncharted, and something else. Madden, I think. It was really weird.
Yeah, that sounds like a really weird game back.
It was from GameStop, too, which I didn't understand. Oh, like, wow. But, so, Jeff, we'll have a whole episode on GameStop and how shitty that is. But,
yeah.
I don't shop at GameStop. I don't know about you.
I don't.
I do not shop at GameStop. Unless I am pre-ordering something.
Yeah.
If I am pre-ordering, and I know that I am not going to get a better deal than the $60 for the game, or $120 for Ultimate Edition, depending on what you're getting, I do not shop at GameStop. I go to a third-party place, Super Game Time, some place like that.
Yeah. I go to another third-party place.
Where do you go?
Disc Replay.
Super Game Time's kind of like Disc Replay, but Disc Replay has a little bit better selection for, like,
games.
PS3 more.
Yeah.
PS4, they're kind of limited, but, like, PS3 and PS2.
Yeah.
But, so yeah. Uncharted. It's fun. I like it. I feel like the story could have been a little bit, well, better written, honestly. But... Yeah, I feel like it could have been a little bit better written. I feel like, I don't know, overall it was a good game, but it has these flaws, there's a lot of glitches in it, to the point that it's about my number 8. Not as bad as my number 9, though. Or, no, wait, it's my number 9 and not as bad as my number 10. Wait, right?
Yes.
Okay. So... Yeah, that is my number 9. Would be Uncharted 2, especially for the one fucking tank battle.
The one hard tank battle.
That tank battle. Oh my god, the tank battle. Don't get me started, bro. That stuff, I was good at the game. I was on a no-death run until that battle. Soon as that battle hit, I died.
Oh, dang.
All right. So, what is your number 8?
My number 8 has gotta be... And, you know, I know my games... Okay, for forewarning, my games are mostly gonna be for the PS2. Because that's just, honestly, best game era. But...
No controversy.
No, it's not controversy. Think about it. But, like... Anyway. My number 8 favorite game of all time... has got to be God of War for PS2. that game kick-started a franchise. Well, more so a dynasty. Not a franchise. It kicked off a
bloody, it's a great game.
Bloody, ruthless game that, first of all, I wouldn't recommend kids to play because it's kind of...
A.K.A. what we're saying gory. Is all kids go play. No, I'm kidding. But I will say, though, with the way that kids nowadays are, like, filtered and censored...
I mean, it's not like, as bad.
Like, back when we played it, it was rated M. Now it would probably be rated teen.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was the new God of War rated? Was it rated M?
Yeah, it didn't really have a lot of... It wasn't really as gory as 3, so...
Probably rated M. I mean, so, just because it's a God of War game.
Yeah. I mean, God of War 1, PS2, it kickstarted a game franchise. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because you just... You start going to town on the Greeks, the mythology, how it played in the Greek mythology. It let you be a badass. And that's what I like about it. That's my
sorry, guys. I just choked. Like, literally.
That's my number 8 spot. Goes to God of War.
We probably won't be eating after this live stream during, but we're both pretty hungry. Low-key. We're coming from school, and...
Hey, no, we coming from the good...
The good place called school.
Wait, what? I thought you were talking about prison.
Alright, so...
Anyway.
Pretty much. Alright, so, we're on number 8.
Yeah, it's our number 8.
My number 8... What's some games that I've played? My number 8... It's going to be Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Sorry, Chris just broke out laughing. I do not remember if I said my game. But I gotta say, my game choice...
The number 8 spot.
Number 8. Ooh, this is still low on the list. Mm. But... I gotta say, Uncharted Black Flag. That's what I just said.
What?
Uncharted Black Flag. I already chose my number 8 slot. I just couldn't remember what the fuck I said.
I think you're trying to say Assassin's Creed.
I mean, Uncharted! Oh my god!
Guys, your host.
Love you, Chris.
Hey, man.
Hey, we aren't gay.
Hey, no. Well, anyway. Assassin's Creed
Black Flag. It's a great game. I felt like... The way that they integrated ships into the mechanics of Assassin's Creed, I almost said Uncharted again, was really, really good. And how they played it out, because, you know, it's Assassin's Creed, so, like,
yeah,
you could really be anywhere as long as it really happened. So, I like the whole Assassin's Creed series, because it is, like, really well done with the history effect of it, and how, like, everything in that game that they talk about, almost everything, happened.
Yeah.
I don't believe there was as much blood and gore. Yeah. But maybe. But I feel like when you choose to kill that extra group of Templars, I don't think that happened. But yeah. So yeah, that is my number 8. What is your number 7, Chris? Right?
Oh yeah, it's one number 7.
No wait, number 8.
No, I did number 8. I did my number 8. It was
Call of Duty Motor.
It was,
Call of Duty Cars. You haven't done number 8 yet.
Oh, my bad. My number 8 has got to be... Madden 04. Because, well, let me just say, if you guys haven't played Madden 04, you picked the Atlanta Falcons, no one was stopping you. It was, you could run around with Michael Vick for years.
Alright, now, just to trigger Chris, my number 7 pick for best game of all time is Madden 13.
Madden 13, why?
Okay. Now, Madden 13 is when they actually got their mechanics down to the point. How they have their mechanics set up in Madden 13 is that when you fucking throw it, it's not going to go straight down the field, curve fucking right into your fucking linebacker's fucking hands.
Hey, you gotta run out of bounds.
But, more or less, it's a great game. I like it a lot. So, what is your number seven?
My number seven spot has got to be NCAA 14. Ooh. You guys may get mad at me because it's NCAA 14. And if you don't know, it's similar to Madden in the sense that it's a football game, Kevin.
I knew what it was!
And let me just say, you start off as a high school player, actually, and you work your way through, you get your scholarships, and you go to your favorite college. Anyways, so yeah, no, you start off as a high school player. The best part is you could be an Ironman athlete. You could play double positions, offense and defense.
Right.
You go to your favorite college, and, you know, the only thing is that, I mean, some of the aspects are not up to par, but, I mean, they do actually update, the fans actually do update the rosters every year.
Nice.
They keep it updated.
Alright, so, that was number seven?
Mm-hmm.
My number seven has to be South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Okay. Why?
Once again, the comedy in that game is great. They took out a lot of those little glitches that Stick of Truth had, and especially the best thing about it is the way they did the fighting system in that game. The
combat system in that game was so good.
You didn't really get bored of it, because, like, you always did something different.
Yeah, and you could always have different characters.
And, like, with your, not character, but, like, class.
Yeah.
And then, in good old South Park gesture, they just go, well, fuck it. Here you go. I'll give you all the classes.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, like, get to choose your six little choices from each class that you want, and you can be like, ha, I do fire and earth.
Yeah.
You can be the next goddamn Avatar.
And best part is, going back to that comedy, you have... Actually, I don't want to...
The crab people.
You have the Morgan Freeman taco shop.
Oh. And his fucking beefy burritos. Give you the shits.
They implemented so many things. They upped the combat system.
Isn't Morgan Freeman in both games?
He is, but he's not really a main character in the first one. But
in the second one, you mean?
They up? No, he's a main character. Second one.
I know, but you said only a main character in the.
Well, he makes a brief appearance in the first one.
I know he makes it feel like a
chocolate. But no, but yeah, they implemented they updated the fighting system.
Mm-hmm.
They implemented a whole new feature with the crafting.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they made the game fun.
Dude, and, like, honestly, by the end of the game, if you play your cards right, you can be maxed out at, like, 500 points.
Yeah.
And, like, you can get going good in that game. Alright, so, your number six, Chris, what is it?
Number six, best, favorite game of all time.
Yes.
Has got to be pause for a second. My number six favorite game of all time has got to be Black Ops 1.
Funny thing is
what?
My number six was actually going to be BO1 because that game is amazing. So let's talk about it.
Alright. I mean, it lived up to the hype that World of War set in motion. The campaign was good. Zombies was good. And overall, it was really good. The only downside, the only bad thing that I wish Black Ops 1 didn't have was their weapons were underpowered
in zombies. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple weapons that were... Yeah, they were good. Like, Galil.
The Galil. The Fowl.
I'm about to say the Fowl. I could use a Fowl.
The Commando. The Aug.
And the Commando actually wasn't that good, honestly. I mean, I liked it. It was strong.
Yeah.
But the problem was its clip was pretty small.
Yeah.
Especially in zombies.
I mean, it had... What was it? It wasn't packed. It was 40... And like 280 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And then...
Compact, I don't even remember.
It was like 3250, something like
that. Yeah, it was some... It was weird numbers, but...
It was really weird. But, yeah, they had all these good weapons. RPD... RPK.
RPD.
No,
technically, yeah.
I mean, kind of, but...
RPK, monkey bombs. Mm-hmm.
Monkey bombs were good. They had so many inventions. PhD, Deadshot Daiquiri.
Mm.
Stamina.
The OG perks. I miss that, that whole entire, you know. Flopper!
They don't have flopper, they got slider.
I know. Wait, is it really a slider now?
Yes.
I haven't played on BO4 yet.
Anyway, no, but, no. Yeah, I mean, they... But if you didn't have a wonder weapon, you were kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Your weapons could get you only far. But then you kind of had to rely on skill.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked about it. It was... The maps weren't too hard. I mean... Ascension was easy.
I mean...
Kino was easy.
It means what... It depends on what you're going for. If you're high-rounding it, none of the maps are easy.
Well, I mean, Ascension was pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's but Ascension.
By the time you got to round, like...
50?
25, 30, I would say.
Yeah.
You had a challenge no matter pretty much what map, except Ascension, that you were on. Like, even Kino, the starting map. Honestly, my high round is only, like, 200 on that map.
True.
And it's because once you get to, like, 20, it's just, like, unbearably, like, they just keep coming. And,
it's
like, just,
it's
not the struggle of, it's hard because they're coming at you faster or anything. There's a top speed in this, in the game. And it's more because you run out of fucking ammo.
It's not even that. It's just the fact that Kino, after round 15, into the 20s and 30s.
Mind-dulling.
It doesn't get hard because there's so many zombies. It gets hard because of how unbearably boring it is.
Honestly.
It's just, you know how many
this
times...
This is coming from kids who...
It's coming from people who have done hundreds, multiple, thousands of hours training on Kino. Training on Kino and zombies in general, but...
After round 15,
I'll end up just dying from a Semtex grenade that I blew up, that I killed myself with.
Right.
Because it's just unbearably boring.
Or the only downside is when they brought the Nova Crawlers.
Yeah, Nova Crawlers.
I did not like the Nova Crawlers. I don't know about you. It wasn't that they're hard, just it would get annoying to run through their smoke.
Yeah.
And it would especially get annoying that if you were to kill one and your last zombie was standing next to him.
You would die.
You would kill him. It would kill the zombie because they explode.
Yeah.
So, all right. Number 5, Chris.
My number 5 favorite game of all time has got to be... It's got to be Infamous 1. Or sorry, Infamous... Yeah, Infamous 1 for the PS3.
Ooh. I got that one down.
I was fortunate enough to get both those games. Infamous 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
My brother gave it to me.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I played it. It was pretty fun.
I have it downloaded.
Nice. But, I mean, the only bad thing I found was it was just, you know, you take out one civilian with your lightning powers, like, you're a bad guy.
Right.
It's just, like, the good to bad ratio was kind of unbalanced, my opinion. It's just, yeah.
Right.
I liked it.
My number 5. Now, it was going to be higher up on my list, but I thought of some pretty good titles that I want to definitely make mention to. But my number 5, Last of Us. That game, I loved it. the storyline of that game really was deep. Like, no spoilers, obviously, but, like, the whole way that he, that's a spoiler. Just how they...
How well they
made a storyline to the point that if you haven't played it before and you're going through it, you don't know what's going to happen next. And, like, when they show you that first bloater, right?
Bloater,
I think it is. Yeah, right. I haven't played in a quick minute. But when they show you that first zombie, it's just, wow, that's a fight. But after that, the game seems to kind of, like, not, like, go down in quality, but, like, it seems like after that, they can't really throw anything new at you. I feel like... Overall, I think it's a pretty good game, though. So,
and what would you say about the replayability on The Last of Us?
Okay, so The Last of Us has a lot of replayability. More because it's the type of game it is. It's an adventure game. It's made by Naughty Dog. And Naughty Dog, they're pretty good at having their games have a lot of replayability because their games are, like, so story-driven. The story, after the first time, you know what's going to happen. But it's always nice seeing it again and
experiencing it again.
The way that they... Sorry, there's a lot of cuts in this, guys. We're getting interrupted a lot. But the replayability of the game is fun. It's like you have a nostalgic experience every time you play. But the reason Last of Us is very replayable is because there's multiple... Not like multiple endings, but like there's multiple ways to beat it.
Multiple outcomes?
No. But, like, you can go through, be pure stealth. You can go through, run straight through, all guns blazing. And it's one of those games that you play, it's so fun that you're willing to play it again, so you actually trophy hunt.
Mm.
And you're willing to trophy hunt, and it's not just to trophy hunt, it's to have fun, and you're just trophy hunting while you go.
Yeah.
So, that's why it's my number 5.
All right. My number, wait, did he do number 5?
I'm sorry, guys, if we repeat numbers, but we believe it is his number 5.
Alright, my number 5 most favorite game of all time has got to be, Need for Speed Most Wanted for the PS2. I don't know if you guys play that, but It breaks away from the traditional Need for Speed race.
I played a Need for Speed. I remember race which one.
No, it breaks away from the whole Need for Speed has to be racing at night. You race in the day, and I'm not gonna go into it, but you go through different bosses. There's a final boss. He's the main boss, but you go through the Blacklist. The Blacklist of bosses. It's a fun game. I recommend anyone who has a PS2 pick the game up. Pretty fun. Kev, what is your number 4?
My number 4 is Uncharted. The original.
The original Uncharted.
And not the remastered, because it has its problems that the original doesn't. I mean, the PS3 2011 release. Or somewhere. 2009, actually. I think. It's somewhere around there.
It's somewhere mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s. Now, the reason I chose the original Uncharted was because that game, just for me, is super nostalgic. Like I said, that was pretty much the first game I played on PlayStation, and just because of that, it was the first game that I finished, for sure, on PlayStation. I remember we were sitting in my back room, and just sitting there, me and my dad played this game together, like, it was really fun, it was our little thing, and I remember when I beat it, He got so mad. Why did he get mad? Because I beat it before him.
How?
Because the final fight, how they do it is it's a button click. So they pop the button up and you gotta click it really quick. Time.
Yeah.
And he never could do it. Because we were both super new to it. So we didn't know instantly what button was where.
Yeah.
So we actually had to go look down, click it.
Yeah.
And it was just... It was great. I love that game. And it really... The original doesn't really have... I didn't experience any glitches. I've gone through the game about 3 or 4 times. Personally. Storyline of it's really nice. It's pretty deep. It actually goes on about Nathan Drake and, like, his actual life, who was a real person. And, like, goes to... through, like, a fan series. This is actually, like, a actual series, the whole entire Uncharted game.
So, that is why it's my number...
4.
4. What is your number 3, Chris?
Oh. My number 3, most favorite game
of all most time. Most favorite.
Sorry. One of my favorite games of all time has got to be, pause for a sec. My number 3 pick for my third pick has got to be Army of Two for the PS3, the original.
What game?
The Army of Two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you the first time.
It's okay.
First, I saw you said Army, and I'm like, Army, what's Army?
No, it's
Army. I know. I heard you.
Well, in case you guys haven't known, it's a co-op first person shooter. You can play it split screen. It's honestly fun. I remember playing it with my dad. He just... Him and my older brother, they play that. And they play all the time. So I was like, oh, cool. I got into it. And I was like, alright, cool. I played it. I loved it. You can get, like... You know, like, gold guns and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Alright. So, my number 3 pick... You know, I've said almost every game in this series, but Uncharted 4. Now.
Okay, guys, I think Kevin really has a nostalgic, really has nostalgia for Uncharted.
No. Uncharted 4, it's a great game. This, my opinion on this is no nostalgia, honestly.
Okay.
The game's mechanics are strong, the graphics are great. The storyline to it is great as long as you've played the other game. You'll get every little reference, like when you start up in the attic and like you're walking through and you're looking at everything. If you've played the other ones, you'll understand the whole thing. And like, a person like me who's played all the other games, when you're playing Uncharted 4, they knew it was their end, so they made it a good game. Especially for us loyal players. And the way that they like... actually put the game together to like entice a new generation really made it interesting, along with the co-op. Is that co-op like two player, but like the teamwork aspect of the whole game.
Oh,
like you gotta boost people up. And so yeah, what is your number 2?
Yeah, my number 2 favorite game of all time has got to be ESPN 2K5 for PS2. In case you guys haven't known, it's a old game. In fact, this was the last in the installment, in the franchise of, you know, ESPN. After this game, it was bought out by EA, and they just never did anything with it. But it was a fun game. You could do a lot of things. You can make your own player. Hell, make your own team. You could challenge celeb teams. You know, be the best team in the whole, you know, created team. I wouldn't say franchise mode, but like, it's cool. Pimp out your own crib. You know, it was cool. Really cool. That's my number 2.
My number 2 is probably Call of Duty World War II.
Why?
I feel like comparing it to my number 1, it seems It's a great game. I like it. The storyline is really in-depth. How you had to follow the one platoon of people. How they have the storyline set up is very interesting, and I feel like through the campaign, you expect something to happen, and then something completely different happens. And the campaign really screws with you, honestly. And, like, you know those moments in games where, like, you die, but, like, you're supposed to die?
Why you don't?
Like, you're supposed to die at that point. Like, yeah. You're supposed to get knocked off a truck.
Yeah.
Well, this game, the campaign in it has a lot of them, but they're so smooth in how they set them up that, like, you don't even know that you were supposed to die. You're like, oh, I died. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like...
All right. Now, I'm guessing we have the same... Number one.
Before we dive into our number one pick, both of us, how about some honorable mentions?
Alright, shoot. We're going to go in depth, but we're just going to name them.
This is an old one, a really, really old one. Tecmo Bowl for the NES.
Ooh.
Now, that one was going to be in my top three, but it just, no, it didn't work out. And a couple others, besides Tecmo Bowl, what honorable mentions would you say?
Honorable mentions, feel like a couple underrated games that were honestly fun that none of us really want to say were, Trials Fusion, Extreme Exorcism,
Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah, that's about it for me.
Tetris Remastered, Minecraft.
No. Now there are 50 little kids watching our stream.
Anyway.
Watching our podcast because you said the word that starts with an M and ends with a T.
Let me just say, it's not as bad as everyone says it is.
It's
just,
not. It low-key isn't. Like,
it's the second most sold game of all time.
And... may I just say, I think it is the most replayed game.
It's so good. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, like, it's one of those games that nobody likes anymore because now it is truly just for little kids kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, going back and playing it isn't that bad. It's calming. I like it.
It's fun. You can do whatever.
There's nothing, there's no point to it. It's one of those games that you just play.
It's an open world sandbox. What's there not to like?
Right.
Also, a new release. Well, not new release, but and another honorable mention, Spider-Man for the PS4.
Yes.
That game, even though it's still recent, is a fun game. Web-sling like Spider-Man, all around the city, you know, stopping those bad guys, is fun.
Yeah, and I gotta say, one more game, this is gonna be a weird one, but... Guitar Hero Legends of Rock on the Wii.
Oh, wow. Why on the Wii?
Because the Wii, I feel, had the most adaptive system for their guitars, and you didn't have to sit there for, like, 20 fucking minutes setting up the Bluetooth connection like you did with the PlayStation and the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
The Wii, it was just plug and go. Like, I literally have a Wii controller sitting in a guitar somewhere over in the corner of my room. Just ready to shred out some Guitar Hero.
Speaking of Guitar Hero, I would like to also add another one, Guitar Hero 2. Sadly, the game, the franchise died. It died because, not because the games are bad, it's just oversaturated and, you know?
Right.
They tried making yearly games and the franchise wasn't like that. It wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be something new, fresh on the scene. It was pretty nice.
Yeah. And now, I feel like they kept going, honestly. Like, there's Guitar Hero players currently.
No, Guitar Hero...
Like, Guitar Hero Live's not super old. It's like 5 years old or so.
There's Guitar Hero...
I'm talking about Guitar Hero Live, the new one.
Oh, yeah,
the
Guitar Hero Live.
It's like what?
There's
4 years old or so.
It's not
super dead.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base is...
I like, the reason I like Guitar Hero, though, is there's so many that a lot of people don't even know some exist.
Yeah, and that's what I mean about oversaturated. They oversaturated the game.
I feel like that's not oversaturated. I feel that's more, not oversaturated, but, like, I feel like they're trying to reach too many people.
Not really reach too many. They're just trying to pump out game after game after game.
And that's not what they're going for, though.
If you look at
how if you look at the games they made, like, a few in the series. And then they made one that was all rock. They made one that was, like, just Metallica.
And then they made a couple for the freaking DS.
The DS version suck.
Yes.
I remember playing those and being like, yeah, look at this. And we will rock you. Why the heck am I doing back triggers and up motions? All right. So, number one. Now. All right. Chris, what's your number one?
All right. My number one pick has got to be.
Actually.
What?
Let's say them at the same time.
All right.
So, because I feel like me and him are number one, I feel, because neither of us have said it yet. I feel like we're both on the same page. Honestly. All right. So, on three. One, two, three. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Barbie Horse Daycare. For the 3DS. No, I'm just pulling your leg, you guys. It's BO2,
okay? BO2 was the game. Okay, so there's nothing really to hate about it. I mean, yes, you can totally hate how fucking hard it gets at points. But for the standpoint we come from, Call of Duty Zombies players, me and Chris can go hours and hours playing the same game. But how well they made that game, with how much replayability they have with it, it makes it super good. And the fact that all that, plus, that game was so good that they're still, to this day, bringing back maps
from it. Zombies maps.
And multiplayer, actually.
Heck, BO4, Blood of the Dead, remake of one of the greatest zombies maps of all time.
Blood of the Dead.
Hell, Origins, remastered,
BO3, remastered, let's see here, Origins, they remastered another one from, BO2, I saw it. I saw they remastered 2 from BO2.
No.
No, but they did all the BO1.
They did all BO1, they did Moon, Verruckt.
Moon was on BO1, though.
I know.
Did they do all World at War, too?
For the most part, yeah. What else? I mean, yeah. Well, that's Chronicles, by the way. But I know. It just, Black Ops 2 has, it's weird because when it comes to zombies and the zombies community, that's when things were at its peak. You know? Easter egg hunting was still a thing from Black Ops 1. I mean, it had some of the worst maps, but it also has one of the best maps. It contradicts itself.
Man.
To this day.
Must I just say. Not coming from our standpoint, because we could probably do a whole nother podcast and just Call of Duty gaming. But, yeah. Especially Call of Duty Zombies, everything. But, from the other standpoint, because, you know me, I dabble. I played multiplayer on that game a lot.
So did I. I reached Prestige 2.
I reached Prestige Master.
Okay.
But, that game, I must say, is also where quick scoping was born as, like, a major thing.
That's when like, quickscoping took off.
Especially for the Black Ops series, because World at War, you could quickscope. Black Ops 1, you could quickscope.
But it wasn't really good.
It wasn't good. There was, like, this delay to it. But Black Ops 2, they took out some of the delay, but with the point to where it's still semi-realistic. But how they set up the snipers so you could black shot.
Yeah.
You could,
Quick shot, you could
quick wall scope. Bang. Yeah, you could wall bit. You could do anything with them snipers, bro. Shot.
Dude, it was just so many things. And speaking of sniper rifles, it just.
The best sniper was made in that game.
It had two of the greatest snipers.
Two of the greatest. Let me guess what you're about to say. DSR 50 and Ballista.
Dude, yeah, all day.
All day.
DSR, even in zombies, man. You pack punch that thing.
It was still good. Like, you don't use zombies. You don't use snipers and zombies, but that gun
was. You really don't. I mean, you can get. By the way, in zombies, you could just. It had this.
And there was no, like, just doing, like, keynoted and just sitting training. With the, all the maps in Black Ops 2, you kind of had to keep moving.
You kind of could train in all the maps.
You could train if it in somewhere, but like, Origins.
Origins, yeah.
You could train, but like, it was hard.
And like...
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anyways, I mean, it just... It had two of the best snipers, and like... The pack-a-punch is so unique, because, like, Black Ops 1, I don't know if you could or not, but you can get these, like, double attachments and stuff like that. You could
not do that in BO1. Actually.
In BO1, you couldn't do that?
If you didn't know this, actually, Chris, I'm surprised. But the way the double pack worked in BO2 is if it was a...
What was it, a BO1 weapon?
If it was a BO2 weapon.
Yeah, then it could be repacked.
No, if it was in multiplayer, it could be double-packed.
Oh, wow, that makes no sense. Oh, yeah, and, like, it had unique weapons. Like, some of the worst weapons, like the SMR. And
some of the best, like, and, you know, hold on, the hammer.
The SMR and, like, the war machine and the hammer after they nerfed it.
Yes.
And gave it a lot of recoil. And
it had some of the best.
It had some of the best weapons. The Ray Gun Mark II. The Ray Gun Mark II. The pretty good maps. The Swickle.
Even one of their worst maps, which in my mind, honestly, was probably Buried.
Buried wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it was boring.
It wasn't bad because it was hard. It was bad because it was boring and it was just so easy.
Yeah. Even buried was good still.
Yeah, like, it was so bad it was good, but it was a new map, and you know that's what I respect. It took the fall for everybody else, and it's like
that's the map you go sit in the corner for 20 hours.
That's the map that you have your friend who doesn't know how to play zombies. You take him buried.
If you were to walk up to me though and say. Yeah, I'm a high rounder. Alright, what's your highest round on what map? Oh, buried. 150, I'm buried. No. Get away from me.
Yeah, no, just, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. If it's on buried, you can sit there with 200. A paralyzer, which has infinite ammo, and a Galil and a Ray Gun Mark II, and you can survive years, probably.
Yeah, and like, there's so many camping spots. The jug hallway, the top of the bank. The pack punch.
The jug hallway, oh my god.
And like, it just, no. Buried was easy.
But we do have to talk about the best aspect of Buried, though. How they integrated Leroy.
Yes. The big guy.
Himself.
Leroy, was a giant.
His name's Leroy, right?
Well, actually.
I think his official name's like Leroy.
No, his official name is Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah. He was actually the right-hand man of King Arthur.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait.
He's
the guy that that buried the king in...
Dur Izzondrak,
thank you.
Yeah, he's the guy who buried the Wolf King. And then
Black Ops 3 wasn't even on either of our lists.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, it just...
It's a great game, guys, just it didn't make the list.
It didn't make the list.
It's number 11.
It didn't make the list because it was just so easy.
Alright, so back to what we're saying.
Like
integrating Leroy, how they did it was amazing.
It was good. And like, back to the good weapon. Like, back to some of those good weapons. You know, you got the Ray Gun Mark II. You got that,
Started on that map.
Yeah, you got the Ray Gun Mark II. You got the,
Ooh, and can I just say...
Sookify.
PDW.
Yes.
It was a great weapon and a shitty weapon.
And it's
it
like,
sucked, but it was good because it sucked.
It was good for points.
Yes, like, alright.
The M27. And finally, the funnest weapon... In my honest opinion, of all time, Pack-a-Punch, the RPG.
Yes.
And I'll just tell you this, guys. It was fun, because you could shoot 8 rockets at once. Just hold your finger on the trigger button, and just watch those rockets just fly.
Fly, yeah. Alright, guys.
You couldn't see nothing, but it was fun.
Alright, guys, so that is all we got time for. This is gonna be long anyway, so we're just gonna get going. This was episode 1 of
many.
Chris and Kevin's Information Emporium, and we aren't gonna say many. Mm-hmm. This series might be ending soon. We'll see.
Depending. It all depends.
We may or may not be switching names and
other things.